Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I give it feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. It's Friday. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
chugging.
That was 8 seconds.
You're good vibes. 585-252-9800. Thank you guys for being here this morning. Let's get right into it. Where's our friends at?
They are just swirling around. Hello. How are you, Angela?
Sup, Angela?
She says, good morning. Feeling amazing this Friday. Had such a nice self-care day last night. Absolutely loving it.
The sheet mask.
Oh, yeah.
Some salts.
Oh, yeah. We love it. Nice little bubble bath moment.
Good for you.
Good morning from Nico and Steve. Happy freaking Friday.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Vibes are way up. Just going to relax and ride out this seasonal depression. Hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Love you both so much. We love you too. The seasonal depression. I left the house last night. For the first time on a weeknight in 3 weeks. I liked it. It was fine.
I saw the boss yesterday, our program director, Mike Danger. He walked into the building. I'm not going to lie. He looked super sad. And I told you.
Yeah, he has severe seasonal depression.
So. How do I not know this?
I don't know. You've only been here 2 winters, so, which is fine.
Well, this is 3. This is 3.
This is 3. Mm. Yeah. This is your 3rd winter.
Yeah.
Yikes. Yeah, no.
Minus the other 30 I spend here. You know what I mean? 28. Well, it's okay. Guys, we're halfway through winter. All right. Let's not wish our lives away. We gotta make the best of it. Honestly, I'm looking around yesterday outside. I'm like, this is definitely worse than last year.
No, 100%.
Last year was way more wild.
Very mild, mild winter last year.
It was. It was, yeah.
Yeah. But who else is here? We have Jenna. Jenna says, good morning.
What's up, Jenna?
Hope everyone's feeling good this morning. I know I am. I think I'm getting proposed to this weekend.
Really?
Jenna.
Well, I hope for your sake. I hope for your sake you're right.
Why do you say that, Jenna? Text in right now.
Yeah.
How
do you think he's going to do it?
I don't know.
Because, you know, some guys get stupid with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, she goes, I found the ring in his bedside table.
Right. Oh, yeah. What a great place to keep it.
Yeah, then I think you're definitely getting engaged.
it's for his other girlfriend.
Yeah, literally. She's like, I can't wait. He's like, what are you talking about? Maddie's here. She says, hey, guys, hope your vibes are good because I know mine are. I'm getting crumble cookie after work today and I can't wait.
What?
I love that.
Diabetes in a box. We love it.
So I was there a couple weeks ago. We got crumble cookies before a movie we went to.
Yeah.
There's like 900 calories in one cookie.
I know.
I'm like, I'm so good.
There is a reason they taste so incredible. There is a reason why you can't just have one bite.
Right. There's crack in them.
They sprinkle a little crack on top. Yeah. That's not sea salt.
Yeah, that's crack. How are your vibes?
Pretty good. It's my birthday weekend.
I know. Birthday on a Monday. I know. Wild.
Am I going to see you this weekend? Where are you going to be at?
No, definitely not.
Well, I mean, I'm going to be in Fairport, Priest. It's your stomping grounds.
I'm not going to be in Fairport. I have a fashion show tomorrow that I'm walking in.
Where is it?
It's Culver Road Armory.
Should I bring my birthday suit?
No, I think it's sold out, unfortunately. So I'm doing that, but I'm not really around.
Oh, okay.
But have fun. Crush it.
This conversation would look a whole lot different if it was your birthday.
I know, but you didn't ask me to come. You just said,
am I asking you right now? Am I asking you right now?
Am I going to see you? And I said, probably not.
Oh, you're not going to be in Fairport at all? No. I'm not going to bump into you?
No.
Right, okay.
Where are you going, Tin Cup?
Where are you watching the Bills game?
We have to watch it at the same place we watched it last week for good luck on Park Ave, my friend's house. And I won't watch a playoff game in a bar. I would literally rather stick needles in my eyes.
Yeah, I won't be watching in a bar either.
No. This person says, good morning. It's Friday. Light day at work. And then I booked a sauna session for myself after work. Hashtag self-care as well.
That's right.
Get it. Thaw off. You know what I mean? Thaw off. My good vibes are that I went to a comedy show last night. I saw this guy who's at Comedy at the Carlson all weekend. His name's Joe Dombrowski.
Yeah.
Very, very, very funny. He's an ex-preschool teacher.
Quite the transition.
He's hilarious. So,
what was his funniest joke last night?
Oh my God. There was literally so many. But I can't remember.
You can't think of one thing he said. I'm blacking out. He was so funny, you can't think of one thing.
I'm blacking out.
God, dry January is almost over for you.
No, fully.
What's going to be your first drink? Espresso martini.
No, yeah, that's definitely going to be it. When is it? Oh, it's over on a Saturday.
That's right. That's a perfect time for you and I to go out and celebrate our accomplishments.
We'll see.
All right, guys. We love the enthusiasm here this morning. It's just, we're popping off. Happy Friday. It's going to be a very unhinged show. There's a lot happening, a lot to talk about. And I have a feeling I'm going to have fun if you're not.
Oh, yeah.
I'm having fun.
You definitely will. There's I love that for you.
There's a mini fridge below me. It's stocked with plenty of booze. Did it crack one open? I don't know, in the next 10 minutes. What is coming to Eastview Mall? Something huge, literally. And it's not confirmed just yet, but this could be a huge possibility. And we wanted to ask the question, how would you feel about it if this came to Eastview Mall? It's bigger than life. I'll tell you what it is coming up next for the big story of the day on PXY. Happy Friday.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. What a classic song. Happy Friday, you guys.
It was produced in like the 90s. They're like, let's play it on PXY.
How many of you would be open to a new hotel coming to Eastview Mall? Nothing big, just 123 rooms. Would you be down with that? Because the Victor Planning Board recently heard a proposal for a new hotel at Eastview Mall. And the proposed hotel, named Marriott Element by Westin, would be a four-story building with 123 rooms.
Who would want to stay at the mall? Respectfully, of course.
Well, people who travel. And, you know, you get off the plane in Rochester, they're like, where should we go? Well, you got to go to Eastview Mall.
That would be like them building a hotel at Wegmans.
So my cousin married a girl from California, the very bougie part of California.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like Monterey, Carmel, you know, up north. So she comes to Rochester for the first time. And my cousin's parents, my aunt and uncle, They pick her up, and she's like, "So, what do you guys do around here?" And they tell their son, my cousin Vinny. I know I have a cousin Vinny. They're like, "You have to take her to Eastview Mall." I'm like, guys, and he did. He took her to the mall, and she's like, "Okay."
Oh no! She's like, "I love the Land's End."
Yeah.
The big boot really gets me going.
The hotel would be located on the west side of the mall property, specifically on a parking lot between JCPenney.
No, I'm good. No, we don't have to go any further. Thank you.
Between JCPenney and the former Lord & Taylor store. First off, if you're going to put a hotel in any mall, then it's got to be Marketplace Mall. Right?
I have never heard of this before in my entire
Let's bring some life back into that mall. You know what I mean? Because as of now, they have an Ethiopian restaurant and a Payless. But as of now, the planning board has not made any decisions regarding the proposal. But I mean, this is very much something that could take place. Think about it. You and your friends, you're shopping. You're so exhausted from spending all that money all day that you don't have the strength to drive home. So you spend the night in this hotel.
So here's the situation. I take issue with this tenfold because I lived in Syracuse for quite some time in college.
Nice mall there. Very nice mall.
Destiny USA, all of the things. They did build a hotel. And Destiny's whatever. I mean, it's three stories. There are a lot of attractions to do. There's a lot of eating and drinking and entertaining, and there's a lot to do there, and it's all in one area. So that would make sense for a hotel.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a very notable mall. I don't know about Eastview, like, no shade. It's a nice mall, but there's no Dave and Buster's in there. There's nothing you can do, like, entertainment-wise. There's a movie theater, but it's 17 miles away.
If you're going to spend our hard-earned taxpayers' money on anything, then it should be on a fast ferry to get from here to Canada.
This just reminds me of when they took the other mall in Irondequoit and made it Skyview on the Ridge.
What happens
there? For a retirement home.
But that's still, nothing's going on there, right? It's like MySpace. It's just sitting there.
They fully live their apartment homes for older people.
Really? Mm-hmm. I haven't driven past that in a long time.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens with this. This could be a possibility, but more to come.
I'm fully against it.
Yeah,
so.
We know.
Yeah.
Got something you guys need to get off your chest this Friday morning?
Yeah, now that's a dumb idea.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Donnie C. texted in this morning. Donnie C. If I bring a dish to pass to your home and nobody eats it, then it's 100% okay to take it home with you. There, I said it. All right. Send us your unpopular opinions. Breezy will get to all of your messages. So will I. Coming up next on PXY.
Five.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it.
Try it.
You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My mother-in-law's cooking is mediocre at best. If young adults want to start buying their own homes, maybe they should stop ordering avocado toast.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It. On the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Do you finally want to own your own home? You got to stop buying avocado toast.
Do you finally want to own your own home? Sell your soul. Maybe you'll be able to afford it. A nice trailer in Victor. For the low price of 200 grand.
There, I said it.
Yeah. And it doesn't come with a garage.
585-252-9800. It's time to clear
the air
on PXY Mornings. Let's go over to this person. You guys have the best morning show in Rochester, hands down. I love it. There, I said it. Moose is so smart. Okay, that came in from my mom. She's usually up that early. Let's go over to Rich.
Either your mom or your burner phone, whatever.
Rich says, stop treating your pets like children. You're just projecting and it's disturbing. There, I said it.
This person says, people need to stop normalizing the be the better or bigger person nonsense. If someone sucks, then they suck, and they should not be rewarded for bad behavior.
No, and that's one thing we do not do on the show is reward people for bad behavior.
Absolutely not.
We just don't do it.
Nope, no thank you. Mine for today is this. I went to a comedy show last night, and I truly believe in my heart and soul, it doesn't matter how funny you are as a comedian, if the crowd is bad, the show sucks. There, I sat in.
100%.
Not saying that was the case last night, but there was this one woman who just really needed attention.
Yeah.
Cackling, screaming, crying. I'm like, can somebody get her out of here?
It's the worst place to do it.
Like, literally, the guy on stage was like, has anyone ever had a vasectomy? Kim raises her hand. It's like, Kim, you didn't, though.
Anything. Just please.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Get me, hurry up.
It's like
before I run in traffic.
Okay, get her out or muzzle her. She can stay, but muzzle her. So yeah, that's mine for today.
Let's go over to Julie. Happy Friday, you guys. You too, Julie. Breezy's going to hate me for this, but celebrating your birthday as an adult with a huge party is unnecessary and self-centered. There, I said it.
Who hurt you? Who didn't come to your party? Who didn't come to your 30th? You can tell me. I won't tell anyone. Just the entire city of Rochester.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Carmen. How are you guys?
Carmen!
What's up, man? Happy Friday.
What up? Happy Friday. Driving to Ithaca from Greece this morning for work.
Well, that sounds miserable, but at least you have us.
Yeah.
Until we drop off in Geneva. Anyways.
You're absolutely right. So my there I said it is, if you're at the gym and you're filling up a gallon of water at the water faucet and people are waiting behind you, you're not a good person. There, I said it.
That's actually a good one.
No, it's a really good one.
That is, because I witnessed that last week.
And also, why do you need a gallon? Why do you need it? Can you just fill up like five regular ones?
Three people behind this guy the other day filling up his water. It's a gallon, literally a gallon. I'm not joking. So it just drives me insane.
So obnoxious. You know,
well,
take a sip and move along.
Yeah, he saw the people waiting behind him, but the problem is that some people just don't care because it's all about them.
Dude, yesterday, this guy's filling up his half gallon of water. He's got his gym bag behind him, so he's like 9 feet away from the faucet. So you have to stand behind the gym bag while he's filling up his water.
Oh, it was insane.
It stresses you out. You almost have to walk away.
This is terrible.
You're like, well, there goes my entire hour for cardio that I had planned.
You're right, man. You're right.
Did you hear about the standing in the parking spot yesterday? I said, have you ever experienced something like that?
No, but I thought of that years and years ago at Marketplace. I told my ex-girlfriend at the time, I should stand this because we'd park far away and then we'd walk up front and see a spot. And I'm like, I should lay down in that spot and then you go get the car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be.
It could be done. It could be done all the time. I'm not against it.
No. Oh, my gosh. Well, Carmen, thank you so much for your input. It was a good one this morning.
Bye, man. Have a good weekend.
Day. Drive safe.
Okay.
Bye.
I love that guy. Last time he called, I called him Victor.
Yeah, I'm like, same as Carmen. So close. What about yours for today?
I honestly think that Rochester has better breweries and craft beer than Buffalo or Syracuse because I've tried them all. There, I said it. And I know this really isn't a hot take.
Yeah, just a fact.
Well, you don't know that. You
no,
hate
I
IPAs
do.
And craft beer.
I've been to breweries in Buffalo. Well, anything in Buffalo is gross besides Josh Allen. There, I said it.
Why?
Why what? Why is Buffalo gross?
Yeah, I would have thought you said that about Syracuse.
Well, I think they're both gross, but that's just me being super. But if I had to pick one of the two, I would go to Syracuse just because I have history there. Buffalo's just, every time I go there, it's just, it always reminds me of The Walking Dead.
Buffalo?
There's always needles laying around, and it's just like, ugh, I don't like it there. I don't feel safe.
At this time last year, I was in Syracuse.
Mm-hmm.
I was there at nighttime. Everything was boarded up. And I'm like, you know what? This feels really dangerous.
Why were you in Syracuse?
I went for a show. I don't remember what the show was. Mm. But I did enjoy myself.
Syracuse has like a cute downtown. Maybe I just, I don't know, I'm partial because...
I don't think Buffalo is all too bad. But before I moved away, we had a lot of clubs in this city. And then when I moved back, I'm like, what happened to a lot of like the spots people would go out at? They're like, oh, they turned them into breweries.
Yeah, no one's going to clubs anymore, except for you, your first week home at Vinyl.
Let's get over to Mark. He says, my girlfriend doesn't floss. It's such a turnoff. Water picks do not work. Just floss and get rid of the bad breath once and for all. There, I said it. I still love you, babe.
Okay. Oh, dear. That's tough. Yeah, nothing but good vibes on this Friday.
Oh, let's get to this one real quick. This one came in from James. I love my wife, but she thinks putting garlic in everything makes the food good. It doesn't. There, I said it. I'm constantly in the bathroom. I'm so
just
sorry.
Blowing it up.